We are getting into what would be the peak season for cruise ship business here in the islands. March, April, May would normally see thousands of passengers across the state. Is the coronavirus crimping bookings? This morning, we talked with Shannon McKee of Access Cruise, which operates out of Florida and here in the islands. McKee gave us an overview of the cruise line business in Hawaii.
Well, the cruise industry has been coming to Hawaii for many, many years, and we definitely had some ups and downs. We had the height of the cruise industry back in 2004 when Norwegian Cruise Line and NCL America had three vessels permanently positioned in Hawaii doing inter-island cruising. After they left, we had a little bit of a downturn, but the cruising has really picked up steam, especially in Hawaii, and so we're meant to see our biggest numbers in the last about 15 years this year in 2020. The height of the cruise season is always in the spring and fall when the cruise lines reposition their vessels between Australia and Asia into Alaska, or sometimes from the Caribbean over to Alaska. So traditionally what happens is we will have between March through the middle of May is really the peak season in the spring when the ships begin to come into all the islands. Then we see things will start to slow down for the summer, where we'll have the Pride of America, which is here every week, and she will be here throughout the summer. We may get an international line that stops in here and there. Some of the luxury world cruises will stop in Hawaii in the summers. But then it picks up again in September through November with lots of international cruise brands as they reposition their vessels once again between Alaska, back over to Asia, and then back over to the Caribbean. In the wintertime, we see a lot from Princess Cruises. Princess has been a staple in the Hawaiian marketplace. They have been around, and they're running cruises usually throughout the winter months between California and Hawaii. And this is pretty much in every year for the last few years. This is one of their staple itineraries.
And we've got other companies like Celebrity, Holland, Carnival Cruises, right? I mean, just a number of companies that stop here.
Absolutely. Norwegian's by far the largest of the cruise lines as far as bringing the most number of guests because they have the inter-island cruising. But yes, we have Holland America, we have Princess, we have Carnival, we have Celebrity, we have Royal Caribbean. Royal Caribbean last year brought in the largest vessel that Hawaii has seen in the islands, which was the Ovation of the Seas, which was a vessel of about 4,000 passengers. And then, of course, we have all the small luxury lines, Viking Cruise Line, Seabourn, Crystal. All of those vessels are coming through.
So I think because of the sheer numbers and the situation that we're dealing with the uncertainty with this coronavirus, you know, there is concern about, you know,
right.
How do we accommodate them?
I think there's a lot of uncertainty around the coronavirus. You know, the same thing with passengers coming in via airplane, I would suspect. What I would say after being in the cruise industry for almost 30 years is that I feel very comfortable with the cruise industry. I worked on board. I was a cruise director on board for about 8 years before I moved into corporate offices for a cruise line and then forming my own company. So I've seen the cruise lines from many different aspects, and I believe that they have very stringent protocols in place already. However, they are taking those protocols up to even another level. They just met with Vice President Pence to go over what protocols they do have in place and what they need to do to even take these protocols to a more stringent level. To ensure the safety and the health of their passengers on board.
So we're seeing that ratchet up this week?
Yes, actually, they met with Vice President Pence on Saturday, March 8th, so just a few days ago. They had 72 hours, and they are meeting today with the U.S. administration to review the protocols that they are proposing to put in place, reviewing with the CDC, and they are presenting them, and I suspect that they will have those presented for everyone to see for the member cruise lines that we'll put in place, and that they are meant to come out this afternoon.
Now, I know there has been a call by our lieutenant governor, you know, for the White House to halt cruise ships from coming in here for 60 days, which is an extreme, you know, because we're talking about an industry and the livelihood of many people. And you know, when we talk about what it brings into the state coffers as well.
The CDC put out a statement saying an advisory on cruise, but really the underlying statement, when you read further past and beyond the headlines, the statement really said that if you have any pre-existing conditions or, you know, you're elderly, that, yes, you should think twice about taking a cruise, since this seems to be who is being affected by the COVID-19 virus. There was just a statement, in fact, today that came out from Dr. Anthony Fauci. I may be saying his name incorrectly. He is the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institute of Health. And during today or yesterday on Monday, there was an evening press conference where he said, if you're young and healthy and an American, you should have no reason not to take a cruise. So that was encouraging coming from him.
Well, I have two friends that right now are on a cruise in Tahiti, and, you know, nobody wants to see anyone get sick. You know, you worry about the crew members and the passengers. But at this point, then, like you said, protocols are being put in place.
Well, I can tell you that, you know, that the cruise lines, before anybody is even, you know, joining a vessel, they're denying boarding to all persons who have traveled or visited any of the countries in question. That goes for passengers as well as crew members. They're conducting illness screenings for all passengers who have traveled or visited any of the airports and any of these destinations on the CDC list. They're conducting temperature screenings as soon as they're capable upon embarkation. So before anybody can even get on the ship, they're already doing temperature screenings. I think it's well above and beyond what any other industry is really doing. I mean, I don't see that happening in the airline industry at this point in time. They're denying boarding to any persons who within 14 days prior had visited any of these countries, or they had helped care for anyone suspected or diagnosed of having the virus. They're conducting pre-boarding screenings necessary for preventative measures. And those are just the protocols that are in place today. As I said, CLIA and their member cruise lines, which are all the large cruise lines that come into Hawaii, all the cruise lines that come into Hawaii are members of the CLIA organization. They're gonna put even further screenings in place for cruise ship passengers.
So how are things down in Florida?
Here, I think people kind of feel like they have to carry on their daily lives. It's interesting. You hear things from others that are around you, but, you know, in my community where we are, it's business as usual. The cruise lines, I know, have, you know, they're still leaving out of Miami. They have more lenient cancellation policies. They understand with the virus out there that some people are worried if they have pre-existing conditions and they don't want to sail, that the cruise lines are allowing them to cancel without penalty. So they're being very lenient. Miami's the hub of the cruise lines, but the ships are sailing. They're sailing out, you know, every day. Now, in Asia, it's a different story. Some of those ships are not sailing at the moment as they prepare them to reposition them and clean them and put them into new marketplaces. But here, the industry is moving forward. It's a great time to sail. If you've not had an opportunity before, you know, you can probably get a good deal on a cruise ship. It's probably not going to be as crowded. Some of the elderly passengers may have, or those with pre-existing conditions may have canceled. You know, the cruise lines are used to filling, you know, their ship. So it's probably an opportune moment for, if you haven't or if you've ever wanted to sail, to take a cruise at this point in time. The ships will be transitioning back to Europe very shortly, other than Italy at the moment, which is a problem, but that's a country that's in a lockdown at the moment. So that's definitely causing challenges for the industry. We have cruise lines that are based out of Italy. You have MSC Cruises, which his home port is Genoa. I'm not as familiar with what's happening in Genoa and with the MSC ships and what they're doing with those ships, but it is definitely a challenging time for those vessels that are in Europe right now.
Okay, and will those new protocols be posted anywhere?
Yes, you know? Actually, if you go to cruising.org, that is the cruise line International Association site. Right now they have a statement post which was released on March 8th on the virus and what they're doing, where everything that I spoke about, you can find there about the current procedures that they have in place. And they also have a toolkit on there to talk about what is taking place. And then they will post the updated procedures once they presented them to the U.S. government.
Okay, but that's a good go-to site. All right, well, thank
you. They're really taking the lead for the cruise industry and working on the cruise industry on the protocols around what they need to do to fight the virus.
All right, well, thank you so much, Shannon. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
That was Shannon McKee of Access Cruise, a company that works with the Hawaii Tourism Authority to sell Hawaii as a destination for the cruise liners.